Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year to all of you. I'm Elise Strebel, the Outreach Coordinator, and I just want to let you know that Kadampa Center is affiliated with the Triangle Interfaith Alliance, and next Sunday, January the 8th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, here at Kadampa Center, we're going to have an interfaith prayer service that we invite all of you to participate in to bring in the new year with a feeling of holding hands and cooperating and joining forces for a very positive and wonderful 2017. We're going to have representatives here from different faiths, including Baha'i, Christian, Jain, Hindu, Buddhist, from which our own Geshe Gelug will offer the prayer, Muslim, Jewish, Native American, Sikh, and possibly other faith representatives. So please join us on January the 8th, next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock here at Kadampa Center. Thank you.
Did you want to say, yeah, why don't you repeat your announcement from last night, okay? Thank you.
Still asleep. So the very exciting thing that's happening this week is Geshe Gelug is returning from his break, and he'll be here next Sunday morning. If you are regularly attending the Wednesday or Friday classes, he'll also be there those nights. And it's very auspicious when the teacher returns to make an offering that creates the karmic causes for, you know, to always meet the teachings. And so we, there should be katas available in the bookstore. We'll also have some loaner katas available here, so we can welcome Geshe Gelug home. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Welcome, everyone, and Happy New Year. Today we're going to be doing some more purification practice to start the new year. We're going to be doing a couple sessions of Vajrasattva practice. Let's see, how many people here have done Vajrasattva practice before? Okay, so about half. Some people haven't. That's fine. We'll talk you through it. How many people were here last night? Okay, so a lot of people. So you get to purify your negative actions of body, speech, and mind done between last night and this morning. You can keep that. You don't have to share with us what you did, but we have an opportunity to purify. Just to repeat a little bit of what I said last night, if we accept the Buddhist idea of karma, the idea that everything we say, everything we think makes an imprint on our mind stream that we will inevitably experience at some point in the future, those actions motivated by compassion and love leading to happiness in the future, those motivated by attachment and anger leading to suffering. If we accept that premise, then we realize that we have a lot of negative karma, karma that will cause us to suffer in the future already on our mind stream from this past year, from this past lifetime, from previous lifetimes if we believe in previous lifetimes. But we realize that there's a lot of negative karma there. We also realize there's a lot of positive karma there, and we can rejoice in that. But the Buddha gave us up what he called purification practices, which when we do them now lessen the strength of those negative karmic imprints on our mind stream. And once we develop an understanding of emptiness, an understanding of reality, it's said that we can actually remove them completely from our mind stream. Most of us aren't at that stage yet. But he gave us a number of purification practices. Last night we did Dorji Kadro. Today we're going to do Vajrasattva. And as we discussed last night, every purification practice has four parts. The first part is taking refuge, which if you're a Buddhist means turning to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. If you're not a practicing Buddhist, whatever your source of spiritual strength, it may be Jesus Christ or Hindu deities or whatever, you take refuge in those, acknowledging that that's your source of strength and reliance. The next part is referred to as regret, where we truly, deeply, sincerely regret the negative actions of body, speech, and mind that we've created, both those that we can remember and those that we can't remember, and even those from previous lifetimes. And as I mentioned last night, this is not the same thing as guilt. Regretting that we did something is very different from feeling guilty that we did something. And this is not about making yourself feel guilty or putting yourself down, but it's just being honest, saying, I've done these actions. I know they will cause problems for me in the future. I truly regret that I've done those. The third part of the of a purification practice is the remedy, which is the actual practice. And in Vajrasattva, as in Dorji Khadro, the remedy involves reciting a mantra and doing a visualization. And we're going to do probably two sessions today where we'll recite the mantra and do the visualization. And the fourth part of a purification practice is restraint, or refraining from, saying to yourself that I'm going to refrain from this negative action or these negative actions for a specified period of time. For those that are easy to refrain from, it may be for the rest of your life. For those that are more difficult, it may be till the end of the day today, or even just for the next hour. The point is to be realistic about what you pledge, the pledge you make. So those are the four parts of a purification practice: refuge, regret, the remedy, and restraint, or refraining from, the four R's of purification. And as I said, this practice will involve a visualization of Vajrasattva. And if you open the, I think everybody has one of these folders. If you look on, let's see, on the first page, there's a line drawing of Vajrasattva. And if you're not familiar with these images, it's maybe a little bit difficult to make out, but this is Vajrasattva with consort. Typically, you can't do visualizations of a deity with consort unless you've received a tantric initiation, but this is one that Lama Zopa, our spiritual guide, has specifically given us permission to do, even if we haven't had the initiation. So that you see Vajrasattva, the male figure who's facing out, and he's embrace. It's actual. Let's see, we don't have any young people here. He's actually in sexual embrace with his consort, the female who's facing towards him, and that's her head that's on her side. So they're actually in sexual union in this line drawing, and they're seated on a moon disc, and they has the hands, and he has a very kind expression on his face. So he's a aspect of enlightened mind that we'll visualize, and we'll establish the visualization. And he's white, his body is white as is hers. He has a very kind expression on his face. He's, you know, as it says in the Dorji Khadro practice, he has one face and two arms, which is kind of unusual in these tantric deities. Lots of them have nine faces and 1,000 arms. So that's why we specify as one face and two arms. It's not a given when you're working on these visualizations. And he's seated on a moon disc. So we'll establish that. And then after we establish the visualization, we'll go through the mantra, which is on page, top of page 4. How many people know this mantra? Okay, this is a long one. This is a 100-syllable mantra, so you may not be able to memorize it today. So it's perfectly okay to read it when we do the practice. So I'll just recite it word by word, and you can repeat after me, and we'll go through it 3 times because the pronunciation is not necessarily the way the printed syllables look. Om. Vajrasattva, Samuya, Manupalaya, Vajrasattva, Denupatita. Dido me bawa. Sutokayo me bawa. Supokayo me bawa. Anurakto me bawa. Sarasidi memparyatsa. Sarakama sutsa me. Sita shri kuru hum. Ha 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 ho. Bhagavan. Sarvatata gata. Vajra mame mutsa. Vajra. Bhava maha samuya. Sattva. Ahum pe. Om vajra sattva samaya. Manupalaya. Vajrasattva dhenupatita. Dido me bawa. Sutokayo me bawa. Supokayo me bawa. Anurakta me bawa. Sarasidi memparyatsa. Sarakama sutsa me. Sita shri kuru hum. Ha 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 ho. Bhagavan. Sarvatata gata. Vajra mame mutsa. Vajra bhava maha samuya. Sattva ahum pe. Om vajra sattva samuya. Manupalaya. Vajra sattva denupatita. Dido me bawa. Sutokayo me bawa. Supokayo me bawa. Anurakta me bawa. Sarasidi memprayatsa. Sarakama sutsa me. Sita shri kuru hum. Ha 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 ho. Bhagavan. Sarvatata gata. Vajra mame mutsa. Vajra bhava maha samuya. Sattva ahum pe. Okay. And when we do the practice, everybody will be reciting that at their own speed, as fast or as slow as you like. The important point is to articulate every syllable. And if you're saying it to yourself, you want a little bit of sound, but it should be quite quiet, okay? So, any questions about the practice? Okay. As you're doing the practice, bring to mind actual negative actions that you can remember. Get a sense that you're really purifying those. Make it as real as possible. That's the important thing. Okay, so we'll start by doing three prostrations, if you're so inclined. Oh namo manjushriye, namo sushriye, namo utamashriye, soha. Oh namo manjushriye, namo sushriye, namo utamashriye, soha. Oh namo manjushriye, namo sushriye, namo utamashriye, soha. So we'll begin by reciting the refuge prayer together three times. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis, But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the dakas and dakinis, the secret mantra yoga, heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the dakas and dakinis, the secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. And now first recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. So we can read this paragraph together. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginning this rebirth. Nearly every action I have ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I have been making my prodding moksha, bodhisattva, and tantric vows. Worst of all, I have created the heaviness of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I have swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately, without a second's delay. And in this way, we generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. And that's a very appropriate image. It says, if we realize that we've swallowed poison, so we don't sit around and berate ourselves, we urgently look for the remedy. So this negative karma that we placed on our mind stream is comparable to having swallowed lethal poison. And now we'll read the Remembering Impermanence and Death together. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. But if I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now, without even a second's delay, by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. But I am not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell being, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from their souls of suffering and its causes, and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment.
In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment
still. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. And now we'll establish the visualization. So I'll read this as you work on establishing it. And if you're new to this, don't get hung up on all the details. The most important thing is to have a sense that Vajrasattva, living Buddha, is here with us. Above the crown of my head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, are Vajrasattva father and mother. Their bodies are white. Each has one face and two arms. He holds a dorji and bell, she a curved knife and a skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with 6 mudras, the mother with 5. He sits in the vajra posture, she in the lotus. Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces me and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify me and all others. And the commentary said, in this way your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. So we have a sense that the mind of Vajrasattva and the mind of our guru of this life are inseparable, are identical. And we imagine that during the practice, our own mind becomes identical with that of Vajrasattva and our guru. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum, encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. A powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland, and I am cleansed of all sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. So keeping the visualization of Vajrasattva, father and mother, we now visualize white light flowing down to the crown of our head, and filling our entire body. With brilliant white light, eliminating all negative actions, all negative karmic imprints of body, speech, and mind. So now we'll read the mantra together 3 times. And then we'll recite it to ourselves at any speed we like, maintaining the visualization of the white light flowing down from Vajrasattva through the crown of our head. And we'll do that practice for about 15 minutes. And then we'll end this session. And we'll do the mantra together 3 times. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Denupatita Dido Me Bawa Sutokayo Me Bawa Supokayo Me Bawa Anuraktu Me Bawa Sara Siddhi Memprayatsa Sara Kama Sutsame Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sara Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mut Vajra Bawa Maha Samuya Safa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Sanuya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Denupatita Dido Mebawa Sutokayo Mebawa Supokayo Mebawa Sanurakta Mebawa Sara Siddhi Memprayatsa Sara Kama Sutsame Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hup Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sara Tata Gat Vajra Mame Musa Vajra Bawa Maha Samuya Safa Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samuya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Denupatita Dido Me Bawa Sutokayo Me Bawa Supokayo Me Bawa Anurakta Me Bawa Sara Siddhi Memprayatsa Sara Kama Sutsame Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Saratata Gata Vajra Mami Musa Vajra Bhava Ma Samuya Safa Ahumpe Om Vajra Safa Samuya Mani Bhava. Om Vajrasattva Samuya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Denupatita Dido Mevawa Sutokayo Mevawa Supokayo Mevawa Anurakto Mevawa Sarasidim Memprayatsa Sarakama Sutame Sidim Shriyam Kuruhu Ha 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 ho Bhagawa Sawatata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mau Samuya Safa Ahumpe. And now we can read the line at generating faith and having been purified. From the crown of my head, Guru Vajrasattva says, Son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. So now we generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. And now we can read the power of refraining. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. And now we visualize that Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with our pledge. Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light and dissolve into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. And now we can read the first line of the dedication together. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. So now place your mind in that emptiness for a little while. By emptiness, we're referring to the fact that all phenomena, including our mind, and our negative karma and our actions that create negative karma have no inherent independent existence. Look at all phenomena as empty. They do not exist from their own side. And with this awareness of empty, dedicate the merits. So we can read the dedication paragraphs together. Due to the merits of the three times collected by me, Bodhisattvas, and all, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment which appears to be real but is empty, by myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Longham Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths, and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samanta Babra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. Okay. Any questions or comments on that practice? Yeah, okay. Yeah, with Mike. There are millions of people spending their New Year's Day listening to us around the world.
I was just thinking about a daily practice for this. For I know at night is a good time to do it, but and this sounds incredibly lazy of me, but would this entire practice be ideal for night, or is there a condensed version that we could do?
Well, actually, when you get familiar with it, you can go through this very
quickly
based on personal experience. There's the little booklet outside. People have copies of it. That's, I think, so even a little bit shorter. The visualization is a little bit different. Is it the exact same? Okay. The point is to do the visualization and the mantra. You don't have to do the long dedication. You don't have to do the, the important point is to do, make sure you touch on the four R's, okay? So it's perfectly okay to shorten it, I would say, yes. I mean, this is Lama Zopa's version of a practice that exists in many, many forms. So you're not required to do it exactly like this. As long as you get the four R's in, it's a complete purification practice.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Let's see.
I actually think in line with that, I recall reading in Becoming Vajrasattva that if you want to purify and you're on the move, like you're in the car, you're in transit, if you recite the short mantra Om Vajrasattva Hung 28 times, it's also very powerful for purification. And I don't know if you guys have a copy of Becoming Vajrasattva in the lobby. It's one of Lama Yeshe's books.
Yeah.
But it does discuss doing that in a little more detail, and it can be very good, like if you find yourself in a situation where you don't have time to do, you can recite the short mantra Om Vajrasattva Hung, I think it's either 27 or 28 times.
Yeah.
And that's considered to be very powerful for purification. Yeah. So
thank you. Okay. Let's start session number 2 in our mini Vajrasattva retreat. So we'll do 3 prostrations again.
Before you start, I just have a couple of copies of it in the bookstore in the section right next to the diagonal section.
Mm-hmm.
Where Lama Yeshe and Lama Zopa are.
Thank you. Om Namo Manjushriye, Namo Sushriye, Namo Uttamashriye Soha. Om Namo Manjushriye, Namo Sushriye, Namo Uttamashriye Soha. Om Namo Manjushriye, Namo Sushriye, Namo Uttamashriye Soha. Okay. recite the refuge prayer three times. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. Now we can read the power of regret. Almost every action I do, 24 hours a day, is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life, and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I have ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I have also been breaking my pratimoksha, bodhisattva, and tantric vows. Worst of all, I have created the hegemons of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately, without a second's delay. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I am still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now, without even a second's delay, by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. But I am not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell-being, pretas, animals, human asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing Vajrasattva meditation recitation. And now we'll establish the visualization, and I'll read the description. Above the crown of my head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, are Vajrasattva father and mother. Their bodies are white. Each has one face and two arms. He holds a dorji and a bell, she a curved knife and skull cup. they are embracing each other. The father is adorned with 6 mudras, the mother with 5. He sits in the Vajra posture, she in the lotus. Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces me and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify me and all others. On a moon disk at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. So what this is, there's a moon disk, a heart, flat horizontal moon disk at Vajrasattva's heart. The syllable hum is in the center, and the letters of the 100-syllable mantra that we're reciting are arranged around the edge of the moon disk. A powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland, and I am cleansed of all sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. So this is a stream of white light flowing down from Vajrasattva and consort's heart, entering our body through the crown of our head. And we'll recite the mantra together 3 times and then recite it to ourselves. Om Vajrasattva Samuya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Denupatita Dito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakta Me Bhava Sarasiddhi Memprayatsa Sarakama Sutsame Sita Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho, Bhagava, Sara Tata Gata, Vajra Mami, Vajra Bhava Mahasamuya, Sapa Ahum Pe, Om Vajra Sapa Samuya, Manupalaya, Vajra Sapa Denupatita, Dido Me Bhava, Sutokayo Me Bhava, Supokayo Me Bhava, Anurakta Me Bhava, Sara Siddhi Memparyatsa, Sara Kama Sutame, Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum, Ha 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 ho, Bhagava, Sawar Tata Gata Vajra Mami Mutsa Vajra Bhava Ma Samuya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samuya Manupalaya Vajra Sapa Denupatita Dido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakta Me Bhava Sawar Siddhi Memprayatsa Sawar Kama Sutsame Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagava Sawar Tata Gata Vajra Mami Mutsa Vajra Bhava Ma Samuya Sapa Ahum Pe Om Vajra Sapa Samuya. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Denupatita Dirome Bawa Sutokayo Mebawa Supokayo Mebawa Anurakta Mebawa Sarasiddhi Memprayatsa Sarakama Sutsame Siddham Shriyam Kuruhu Ha 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 ho Bhagawa Saratata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bawa Mahasamaya Sapa Ahumpe. Now we'll read the line at Generating Faith. From the crown of my head, Guru Vajrasattva says, Son of the race, your negativities, obscuration, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. The power of refraining. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds, those negative actions from which I find difficult to abstain. And now we visualize that Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with our pledge. Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light and dissolve into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. And now we can read the first line of the dedication together. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty, to that enlightenment which appears to be real, but is empty, by myself alone, which appears to be real, but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings, without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas and actualized the complete path, the three principal paths in the two state of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious one gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Now go eat some peas and greens, and you're ready to go on your new year. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And if you haven't, I would encourage people to come up and look at the altar and look at the beautiful offerings to Tara that have been made. They change every couple of months, and the people who volunteer to do that are really doing a wonderful job. So it's very beautiful up there right now. Okay, thank you, everyone.